Okay, happy Sabbath. Do we have all the kids up here? Yep, I think we got everybody now. Okay, so how are you all doing this morning? Good? Yes, I'm not... Maybe if you guys look at me over here. Hey. So how are you all doing this morning? Good? If it's good to do this. Okay, now I can see. Hey, Breno, Tabachi, here. You're doing good? Okay, now I have your attention. Good. So let me ask you a question. How many friends do you have?
I have three friends.
Three friends. Okay. Breno, how many friends do you have?
Some 14.
14? Wow, you're a popular guy. How many friends do you have?
Everybody in the church, everybody back in Arizona, in my neighborhood, in my church. I'll say 120-something.
120-something. All right, that's a lot of friends. That's good. That's, yeah. Okay, so, kid, how many friends do you have?
I have two.
Excellent. Maybe a little bit more?
Three.
Excellent. So, I'm going to tell you a story about a man who had four really good friends. He had four. So, these friends were like not just, you know, your regular friends. They were like really, really, really good friends. The friends that you can really count on. And you know what? The great thing about these friends is that they all were very faithful to. So they were just not, you know, your regular friend there. They were like friends you have here in church, which are the best kind of friends you can have. So the story is actually in the time when Jesus was here on earth. And you know that Jesus was really popular. When Jesus would speak, a lot of people would gather around. And Jesus was at this house, so he was telling a lot of stories to people. And the house was packed. There was a lot of people in the house. Can you see the picture here? So that's Jesus and all the people that were around in the house. There was this man that I was telling you about. He had really the four really good friends. The thing about this man was he could not walk. He was paralyzed. So in order for him to go around, his friends had to carry him on a bed. And you know what this man heard about? He heard that Jesus could actually heal people. Do you guys know that Jesus could actually heal people? So he heard about that. And then he said to his friends, hey, I want to go see Jesus because I think Jesus can actually heal me. And his friends also trusted that Jesus could heal him because they had heard the stories about Jesus. They all had a lot of faith in God, and they believed that Jesus could actually operate miracles. And then they said, all right, we're going to take you to see Jesus. When they got to the house and they saw the house like that, they were like, oh boy, how are we going to get in there? Carrying a bed. Is it possible to get in a place that's packed with a man on a bed? Is it possible to go to Chuck E. Cheese's in the afternoon on a Sunday and get in there carrying somebody on a bed? I don't think so, because it's full of people, right? It's full of kids playing in there. So they said, all right, we have a plan. Do any of you know what the plan was?
No.
Brando, you know what the plan was?
No. They made a hole in the roof and set him down.
Excellent, kid. Wow. You got it, man. You got it. They took him up through the roof. Can you see them climbing up the stairs here? So they went up through the roof, and then when we got there, they lowered him down through the roof. Thank you, sister. They lowered him down through the roof. And then Jesus was able to see him. And what did Jesus say to him first when he saw him? Did he say, hey, get up and walk? Did he say that straight up? No. He said, your sins are forgiven. Very good. Your sins are forgiven. So get up and walk. Pick up your mat and walk. And you know what happened? He was actually able to stand up and walk. And everybody was in awe because of this miracle that Jesus did. So when we have good friends, it's a good thing, isn't it? If we have friends who also believe in Jesus and friends who can encourage us, it's even better. Because they were telling him, hey, yes, we can do this. We can take it to Jesus, and Jesus is going to heal you. So let's remember that. Let's cultivate the friendships we have here at church. Let's go to adventures. Let's go to Pathfinders. Let's be involved. Let's be part of our church family and have really great friends. Okay? Does anybody want to pray for us? Of course you do.
The Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another Sabbath. Please bless me while I'm in the new class. I'm always interested in hearing things you do. It's amazing how in shows and TV shows, they say those are fake, but these stories are actually true, which is a miracle. With just a few words, a bunch of miracles can happen. With just a few words, thousands of stuff happen because you are our God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. All right, so you can go back to your seats now.